Hey, my name is Beth Neal. And what's your name?
My name is Leela M. Cheryl.
Okay, and we're going to ask you some questions today. All right, first of all, what did you say your date of birth was? 1904. What month was that?
August. August? Ninth month.
Oh, okay.
Ninth.
Okay. What was your mom's name?
Dana.
Oh, okay.
Dana Moore.
Okay. Was she from Tallapoosa?
No. We grew up down around Bowden.
Oh, Bowden. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. How about your father's name?
Robert Elmore.
Okay. Okay. Did you always live in Bowden?
Around Bowden.
Around.
In a lot of different places, but it was around Bowden.
Around Bowden?
Until 1940. We moved to Tallapoosa in 1940.
Okay. Did you move with your family? Or with your husband? Was it with your mom and dad?
No, my family.
Oh, okay.
My husband and two daughters.
Oh, okay. You had two daughters by then? What were their names?
Mary Grace.
Yeah, oh, okay.
And Emma Jo.
Oh, okay. All right. So, when you were little, did you have a did y'all live on a farm? Or?
Yeah, we always lived on a farm.
Okay. Did you have to do a lot of work on the farm?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember how big I was when I started picking cotton.
Oh, my goodness. So, you had to pick cotton and all that?
I had to pick cotton and... Yep, gather corn and syrup cane. And
did you get to go to school? Or?
Yes, but we just had school 7 months a year. Mm-hmm. 5 months in the winter, we'd wait till the crops were gathered. Everybody had to gather crops.
Oh, okay.
And we'd go about 5 months in the winter and early spring and 2 months in the summer.
Oh, okay. Well, how did you meet your husband?
Well, just through... social activities with one and another.
Oh, did you go to dances? Or
no, we didn't have dances back then.
Oh, really?
We didn't have anywhere to go. Lived in old country houses and nowhere to dance.
Okay, so you met your husband and you had two daughters before you moved here?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
They were 10 and 14.
10 and 14,
when we moved to Tallapoosa.
Okay.
They were born around Bowden, too.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So what made you move to Tallapoosa?
Well... the Hoover days.
Oh.
The hard times.
Oh, okay.
That was you've heard them talk about
mm-hmm.
the hard days.
Right, well, tell me about that.
Well, we were on the farm, and you just couldn't hardly live on the farm.
Okay.
And we moved to Tallapoosa, and my husband went to work for his cousin, Joe Cheryl, over in a parsley grocer and feeding seed and they run a gin.
Oh.
And I went to work at Sewell's in Bremen.
So you started work then, too?
Yeah, I started to work at Sewell's in Bremen.
Oh, okay.
And I worked for $14.40 a week.
$14.40 a week?
Uh-huh. And my husband started out working for $40 a month. Now, that was wages in 1940.
Gosh. So that's past the Depression.
But
and all
it was
that.
Things were begin to get better at that time, you know, because Roosevelt was elected, and he began to make things better. It was a hard time in the country when you borrow money to make a crop with,
mm-hmm.
and the bank shut down on your money, and you can't do anything about it.
So you can't get your money?
Can't get your money.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, whenever President Roosevelt went in, he called a bank holiday and closed all the banks,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't open until they could stand good. And, that was back in the Hoover days.
Okay. Well, you said you moved here in 1940, so you were on the farm during the Depression?
Yes.
So how was that? Was that hard?
Yes, it was hard. We just had a hard time.
Did you have a hard time getting food? Or?
Well, we didn't have food stamps and all such as that. Like
oh, you didn't?
That. Oh, no, no. You just had to live best you could.
Oh, okay.
Of course, we had cow, had our milk, you know, mm-hmm. and butter, and had chickens. But we'd have to be stingy with the butter and eggs to sell to buy... coffee and sugar and something that we didn't have,
okay.
you know, and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And, but, we had our,
mm-hmm.
we'd eat baked potatoes and cornbread and sorghum syrup.
So, did your mom work once, or did she just work in the home? Was she just
well, working? Yes, back when I was growing up,
mm-hmm.
Mama worked too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she'd carry those little ones. Well, see, I was 14 years old at the end of World War
I. Oh, okay.
I was born in 1904, and World War I ended in 1918.
Right.
That made
mm-hmm.
me 14 years old, but I can't remember much about
mm-hmm.
the war then, except I knew I had some uncles and things
mm-hmm.
like that. and it was just coming time that it was getting down close to the age of my daddy, and he was talking about what we were going to do. Mama had about six little children, and what we were going to do if he had to go to the Army, you know.
My goodness.
But it ended before he had to go in 1918. I was 14 years old. Oh. We were picking cotton in the field, picking cotton. And we were 4 miles out from Bowden in the country. And we heard whistle. There was oil mills and cotton mills and things like that, you know, they were blowing their whistles. You never through the air, you know, we could hear them out in the country. And we knew right straight what had happened. You know, the war had ended.
That's great.
Yeah, that was the way we did when the war ended.
Well, what about World War II? You lived through that? That was after the Depression. Did things get better then?
Yeah, things got better. Began to get better when then, because the president made jobs for people, you know, and he set up wage and hour law, you know, and you made more money, and it put people to work on the roads and things like that, you know. He gave people jobs, and things began to get better.
So did you work during World War II?
Yeah, I worked. I went to work at Sewell's in 1941. We moved in 40, and I went to work in 41. And I worked all through then, World War II.
Did you have to make uniforms for the soldiers?
No, we made men's clothing.
Just men's suits. Clothing? Oh, okay.
Yeah, like your mother and daddy, grandmother and daddy used to do. Yeah.
So is that the only place you've worked? It's just at Sewell's?
Yes.
So you worked there the whole time?
Yeah, I worked from 1941 to 1969.
My goodness, that's a
long time. Well, at the time that I retired in 69, they made a law then to draw your Social Security. You had to quit work at 65. And so I was 65 in 69, and I had to quit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my husband had a business, though. He sold feed, seeds, and fertilizers and hardware and things like that. And he couldn't retire until he sold out, you know.
Oh, okay.
But then I retired in 69, and he sold out in 70.
Oh, that's good.
And we had a few years of traveling around, you know. But his health got so bad till he passed away then in 77.
Oh, okay.
And then I went to work some more.
Oh, you did? Where else did you work?
I worked at Hubbard Sales out here. It's Calvin's now, you know.
Right.
It was Hubbard Sales then, and they called me to say they had some extra jobs they thought I might like to do, you know, if I wanted to work, you know, and that just made my life.
Oh, great.
And I thought it'd be part-time, but I worked 7 years straight. I worked till I was 80.
God, that's great. So did you just sew or on the sewing machine?
Well, they knew about what I could do because I worked at Sewell so long, you know, and I did a lot of different jobs, just whatever job they needed some help on. I was sewing, I'd inspect, and I'd pull basins, and I'd press, and repair, just lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever they needed extra somebody on, that's what I did.
What, were there mostly women working with you, or were there some men?
Yeah, they was men and women.
Men and women?
Yeah.
Did you get the same pay that men got, or did they
I didn't get the same pay as if I was sitting down on a job. Anybody on a certain job, they get so much about how much they make, so much a piece, like $100 something. But just job to job, like I did, and a lot of others were on the job, you got paid by the hour.
Oh, okay. Do you like that better than?
Yes, I liked it better because at my age, it would have been hard for me to done a production and I made some more, you know. But
what about the conditions? Was it clean and all? That's
wonderful.
Great. Because a lot of times you read that they're
not
very
it was
good.
Wonderful working out there.
That's good.
I enjoyed it.
All right.
I told the man, the head plant supervisor, when I they called me retiring, but I didn't. There was others that had been working that retired, but they called me retired and said that, I told him, he said, I'm sorry you're quitting. I said, well, I just have one regret. He looked at me sort of funny. I said, that I'm not younger and couldn't work a little longer.
My goodness, that is great. Some people today don't want to work. What about your education? Did you go to high school?
Yeah, I went to high school, but I didn't graduate.
Didn't graduate?
I went through part of the 10th grade.
Oh, okay.
I didn't finish the 10th grade.
All right.
We had to work so hard.
Had to work.
And Well, back then, the country, you know, I'd have to go to my grandmother's in Bowden,
mm-hmm.
where the high school was. Country school didn't teach but through the seventh grade, you
oh,
know.
Oh, okay.
That's all you could get in the country. And I'd stay with her part-time and go to school in town at the grade school, but I never finished high school.
Oh, okay. What about your religion? Did you go to church every Sunday?
Yes. We live close to a country church, and I joined a Baptist church, and when I was between 16 and 17, I think, when I joined the Baptist and was baptized. But when I got married, the Sherrills were Methodists, and so I joined the Methodist church with the Sherrills.
Oh, that's good.
Been a Methodist a long time.
Okay. Have you been in any business or social memberships, like any clubs or anything?
Yes. Was in the garden club and sewing club.
Oh, great.
And things like that. That was about the main club that I was in, was the sewing club and the garden club.
See, I just did that for
fun. Of course, the activities from the church, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Circles and things like that. But
okay.
About bunch of churches in that.
Let's see. So you said that you sew and you keep up your... I can see you keep up your yard. It's so pretty out there.
Yeah. I used to make all my children's clothes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All their dresses and everything. And then... when they got married and had little girls, I made clothes for them. We had two daughters.
Uh-huh.
And when they got married, they had $3 a piece.
My goodness. Got a lot
of
girls.
I had to go to great-grandchildren and have boys, but I've got more boys than girls now.
Oh, really?
I've got 5 great-granddaughters and 7 great-grandsons.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot. So do you still sew for them and all?
No, I don't do much sewing anymore. You know, people don't sew like they used to.
Oh, no, they don't.
No, I don't do much sewing.
Did you have to sew your children's clothes, or was it just cheaper that way? Or?
Well, it was cheaper, and, well, we had to. You didn't go to town and buy things like you do now.
So there wasn't a big store that...
Well, no, not like that. And they'd find materials and patterns like they liked, you
mm-hmm.
know. And okay. So when I worked at Sewell's, and my daughters were in school, and I'd get home, and they'd be home from school, and they'd have the house cleaned up, and... And I tell them what to start for supper, you know.
That's
and
great.
They started, and we cook and eat, and they clean up the kitchen, and I sit down and sew till 11 o'clock, getting them something made.
Oh, my God. So when they were little, what did they stay somewhere else, or did you work then?
No, when they were little, we mm-hmm. lived in the country,
that's
you
right.
see, and they went to school. We were just 4 miles from Bowden, but we're just over the Alabama line. And they went to Randon School.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they called school bus and mm-hmm. went to school. Of course, I worked in the field and the yards and everything, garden, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pick cotton and plant and all such as that.
Did you like moving to Tallahassee better?
Oh, yeah. My daughters, they talk about it lots. Mama, what if you and Daddy had never moved to Tallahassee? What would we have done? They both have done so well and so happy
mm-hmm.
in their homes and cheered and everything, you know. And they think, well, Lord, if we hadn't moved to Tallahassee, what would they do? My oldest daughter lives in Marietta.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And my youngest daughter is, I guess you know, Bill Green, and them's always had quality furniture up here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bill's wife is my daughter, Emma Jo.
Oh, okay.
And then Patty at the quality is, I mean, at the carpet is her daughter.
Oh, I see.
And her oldest daughter lives in Texas.
My goodness.
In Houston, uh-huh. And she has the two grown grandsons.
Gosh.
One of the youngest one had a birthday in October, and I called to wish him a happy birthday, and was talking to her, and she says, I don't have any more teenagers. He was 20.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And I went to Texas. I went to Houston to see both of them graduate from high school.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you fly out there?
No. We all drove and went.
My
everybody
goodness.
Went. Everybody went.
Gosh.
I went with Emma, Joe, and Bill. We drove, uh-huh. and everybody else went in their own ways.
Well, that's great.
We just had a big reunion at graduation from
uh-huh.
Houston, Texas.
So you keep in touch with all your
Oh,
kids.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Do they come to see you a lot?
Oh, yeah. They come to see me a lot. Now, Mary Grace, my oldest daughter in Marietta, she's always been a school teacher, and
mm-hmm.
her children are school teachers.
Oh.
And, but,
So did, was it hard, did they went to college, right? Your children?
Yeah. Oh, they went graduated from West Georgia.
Oh, was it hard to send them to school? Did you have to save
on them? No, it wasn't hard for, well, it was hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Emma Jo didn't go to college.
Mm-hmm.
She finished high school and then got married.
Oh, okay.
And she's never had to work.
Oh.
Bill has always been in the company up
uh-huh.
that quality, and she just never has had to work, but My girls graduated from West Georgia when West Georgia was just 2-year college.
Oh, really?
Of course, it turned out to be 4-year now, you know. Her daughters graduated in the 4-year, but she graduated in the 2. But she went on when she got married, and she didn't work. She took a lot of special education, but she didn't work long as her little girls were coming along. And when they began to get up, she went to work, back to teaching.